This is the Afternoon Magazine on WILL. I'm Jay Pierce, sitting in for Celeste Quinn today. Often when my wife and I drive through towns, and we do so often, we look at buildings, we look up carefully as we're driving, and we wonder what used to be, and sometimes still is. She knows a lot of them because she's lived in this area a lot longer than I. When we drive through Urbana or Champaign in particular, or Danville. But there are others that neither of us know. We can get some clues maybe from the architecture, what the purpose of the building might have been. But beyond that, sometimes we're just left wondering. And when you go to some restaurants, one of the things that we like to do is to take a look. And in the lobby of One Main downtown, they have the big blown up, the pictures of the old downtowns. And we like to look and try to get the perspective and see what building is what today. Well, one of the things that I've been spending the last 3 days poring over obsessively is a part of the Images of America series. And this is a series of books which is put out by a company called Arcadia Press, and they've done a number of these now, and Urbana is now here. Images of America is the series, Urbana, and this is a history of the city of Urbana in not only pictures but words that go with them. And Ilona Makovsky and Dennis Roberts put it together, and I'll tell you a little bit about who they are. Ilona is a historic preservation activist, you were quoted as being, a member of the Urbana Public Arts Commission. You were born and raised in Hungary, came to the United States as an adult, and you studied at University of Illinois in Chicago and done postgraduate work at U of I in Urbana. Came here about 20 years ago now?
Yes.
And have been active in archaeology, anthropology, and you also worked with the 175th anniversary,
yes,
the birthday celebration of Urbana, as did Dennis Roberts, who's an alderman with the city representing Ward 5, which is East Urbana. And Dennis Roberts was a founding member of the historic East Urbana Neighborhood Association. By trade, works at the University of Illinois Press as a book designer, chaired the mayor's committee that coordinated the celebration, the 175th anniversary celebration of the city of Urbana. And both of you are just generally interested in the buildings that we have, their history, and in preserving that and helping to foster perhaps understanding and appreciation of the significance of these buildings. Is that about
yes.
right?
Yes, that's
yeah.
correct.
You got it right, yes.
How did the two of you meet?
I can tell that story.
Okay, Dennis.
I thought that I should probably know a little bit more about the history of my own home.
Mm-hmm.
I had been running a ground wire under my house, and I was in the crawl space under the house, and I found broken dishes and bottles and a 1926 license plate from Illinois. Stashed, you know, in the rubble below my home, and I thought, well, that's pretty interesting, and I wonder how old this house really is. Then I heard that there was going to be a historic house research project class taught at the Urbana Free Library, and so I signed up through Parkland College. And Ilona Makovsky was the lady who was teaching the class. It was a one-day class. It was, you know, I think 5 hours or something like that. And, you know, she's an excellent researcher, and she really got me interested in it. And I thought, I really would like to do some research and go to the archives to do deed research. But I've never done that before, but that's what she said was an important thing to do. And so I talked to her after the class to get more information about it and maybe ask for a little bit of help. And that's really where we kind of connected and met. Mm-hmm. I would say. Am I right?
Yes.
Okay. Is that sound right?
Yeah. Okay. Yes.
And Ilona, you've been involved since you came here in 1988 in various projects studying, but also hands-on rehabilitation of a couple of structures, right?
Yes.
So
yes.
Where did this in you came? You're from Hungary. And
yes.
You moved here as an adult. And where did this this appreciation for architecture and the history of buildings and the appreciation for the preservation come from?
Well, I love beautiful buildings. I am a city person. Mm-hmm. I love big cities, and I have traveled very extensively in Europe, and in particular in Southern Europe, both before and after I came to America. And I really loved the feeling that old cities imparted and impart. And I don't like to see beautiful old buildings torn down. And unfortunately, way too many of them are being torn down and have been torn down in the last about four decades. And so at one point, I decided that I should do something about saving old buildings. And I got involved in historic preservation at that point.
We'll certainly talk more about that as we go. And listeners, I would like to have your questions and comments. Your joining in on the discussion can happen when you call 333-9455 or 800-222-9455. Those numbers again, 333-9455 if you're local. If it's long distance for you, 800-222-9455. We're talking about historic buildings, old buildings, all kinds of buildings, in Urbana in particular, because of the publication now this month of a book, Images of America Urbana. And Ilona Matkowski, who you just heard from, is here. She's one of the authors, and Dennis Roberts is the other. He's in studio, too, and I'm sure they'd love to talk to you about the significance of some of the buildings that you pass every day when you drive through the city of Urbana and may not know what that building represents. And when you pick up this book, you can page through it and you can see the early plats of the city, the early buildings, the early trees, the lots of significance all the way up to modern day. There's a picture of Roger Ebert's boyhood home, the Cherry Alley, the current Urbana city building. And you know what I love to do? When I page through these, is to challenge myself and go, okay, where's that building now? Is it still here? Where is that building? I look at the pictures first. I look downtown, and there's the Prince's Theater. And, of course, that's easy. That's the Cinema Cafe now, right? But what has it been since? And, you know, it's fascinating to find out about these things. Of course, the University of Illinois, you can see a lot of the buildings, you know, that are still here. From that, but one of the things that fascinated me when I was opening this up is to look at some of the homes, particularly on Main Street, about two blocks from this Campbell Hall here, and we're on Main Street, but about two blocks to the east of us. I always drive by these homes, and I know that one of our state representatives lives in one of them, but I don't know much about the rest of them. Mm-hmm. And by looking in this book, I could read some very rich history of who built those homes and who's lived in them since. That fascinates me to no end. And so I consider this an incredible resource to have access to. Is that the intent that you – one of the intents of putting something like this together?
Yes. I have been talking to a lot of people since I started historic preservation work. People got to know me through this work, and I got to know a lot of people. And so many people have expressed their interest in old buildings, how they like them, how they want to preserve them, how they love to look at them, walk among them. And very often they say they would like to know who built the building, who lived there, whose business was in the downtown building. So I think that this book will fulfill a need for that. One feature of the book that is unique in this series is that we try to put faces to the buildings. The rest of the books in this series, Images of America, do not have images of the people who built the buildings, only the buildings themselves. And I have done very extensive research to figure out who built particular buildings, both family buildings and also business buildings. And since I have figured that out, I felt that it would be an excellent idea if we put the images of people who build these buildings together with the buildings and their names, so people who open this book will immediately be able to associate particular buildings with particular individuals who lived and worked in this town.
And many of these names are still here. When you look at this, a home on West Main Street built by Matthew Busey. And of course, Busey is a very familiar name. In fact, I live in a home that was built by a Busey, not in Urbana, but in the area. And then a much later generation of Buseys. But then you see the name Cunningham, which, of course, if you drive up Cunningham Road, you'll see, you know, of course, Cunningham Children's Home. And, you know,
important resident of this town, definitely.
Mm-hmm. And so as you're looking in, that's why I say it's called a pictorial history, Dennis, but you learn much more about the history. You learn about the people and people whose names are on buildings. And sometimes you go by and you wonder, who was that person? You know, in the case of past university presidents or figures, sometimes we know, but there are others, you know, that we don't. Cunningham, you know, a very familiar name, but we might not be so knowledgeable about what role Cunningham's played in the development of our town. So this is very cool. Let's talk a little bit, and I'll give the numbers out again if you'd like to join the conversation. If you have a particular building that you like in town that you love, do you remember the Flatiron building downtown? We were just looking on Roger Ebert's blog, and he has a picture of the Dog and Suds that used to be on Philo Road, and my wife remembers that, and the gas station across the street. And they're not there anymore, or the radio station that used to be down on Philo Road that isn't there. Now, call us at 333-9455 or 800-222-9455. We'll share some of those memories. But, you know, let's talk about things that What is the importance of appreciating these buildings, and why do you become sad when they're gone? You know, when a new building goes up, it's progress, isn't it?
Oh, man. We have a couple cases in point. Ilona and I most recently really tried to do a lot of outreach to save the Armory building, which had been on West Main Street. A very intriguing building, and the very first time that I came to Urbana and went to Strawberry Fields Natural Health Store, the Armory was right there at the north side of their parking lot across the street on Main, and I thought, what a beautiful and intriguing building. Of course, it's in terrible condition. It's been under cared for many years, but it had a very interesting front. And I thought, boy, it would be great to see that fixed up and used again. And it turns out that Ilona had very similar thoughts about it. And we actually had a vision for possible use of that building, which was had been owned by Canaan Baptist Church. And we talked to them about this vision. Unfortunately, the building suffered a little bit of damage, and part of the back corner of the building, a beam collapsed, the roof subsided, and so the city condemned it. And we actually tried very hard to find a way to avoid that condemnation, and ultimately we failed. And I think that's one of the saddest losses, that very disheartening, because we actually found a person who was willing to fix the building, but we ran out of time, and I think there just wasn't the will in the city itself to try to help and change that condition. Mm-hmm. So that was one of the things. Yes, we are interested in these old buildings. We see them going down. If you look at this book, you will see that entire business blocks of Urbana were razed in the 70s to make way for parking. Think of all the maybe 12 to 14 business establishments. The buildings were razed to the ground so people could park downtown. Today, we wonder, why isn't there more business in the downtown area? well, where are they going to be? The buildings they might have occupied have been destroyed.
Mm-hmm.
Now we're trying to redevelop our downtown and replace them. But it's more conservative and it's better sustainability. It's a greener effort if you can keep the buildings we have rather than put them into the landfill and then build a new one.
Mm-hmm.
You asked why I am sad if an old building goes down. Two main reasons. One is that so much care was put into buildings in the old days, especially Main Street buildings or downtown buildings or near downtown buildings, but even simpler small family homes. They used excellent materials, natural materials. They put very beautiful decorative elements on the buildings. So aesthetically, these old buildings to me are something enjoyable to look at. I feel very good when I walk on streets that have beautiful old buildings. Even if their condition is not so excellent. And secondly, our history is embodied in these buildings. As long as the buildings stand there, people go wondering who built it, what was there. But once it's torn down, it's gone out of memory, it's gone out of concern or questions. Questioning. So when we tear these buildings down, basically, bit by bit, we are destroying our history. Maybe a third point that could be brought in here is in cities where they take care of their historic buildings and they advertise them, they can bring in tourists, visitors from other cities, and it's also a very good source of income for cities and also a very good source of advertisement for cities. Unfortunately, in the 60s and the 70s, there was a trend to get rid of everything old because they needed some paint mm-hmm. or some fixing, mm-hmm. and it was thought easier to just tear them down and put new buildings up. But a lot of these new buildings create uniformity. They use very cheap mm-hmm. materials. Almost everything is made entirely of plastic inside and outside. No decoration, nothing to look at, really. One building is just like the other. So aesthetically, they are not pleasing. And our history is gone. Our history in Urbana. Urbana history is what makes us different from other cities. So that's why I like to keep these old buildings, so we can draw attention to them and draw attention to the history and to the people who made this history.
Mm-hmm. Are there any buildings that are just old and not significant, and it's not a problem to tear them down and replace them? They weren't necessarily built out of spectacularly sustainable procedures or materials. And I mean, is it just because they're old, or is there some significance, or what exactly is it? Because I know my answer to this question, but I want to see what you two think about that. Is any old, just any old, are all old buildings significant enough to want to keep, or are there some that you should just let fall down into the dust pile and move on?
Well, it's a very interesting question and a very good question, and without doing research on buildings, it's hard to say. Often it's pretty much impossible to say. You can look at an old building, see a little building that's very run down. The decorative elements have mostly fallen off of the building. And for all appearances, it looks like it would be better to tear it down and put a nice new building there. Very often, or most often than not, we have no clue about the history of these buildings. And this is where you have to start looking into the history, the documents and history books, and dig up something on the building. And very often you find that some building that architecturally or aesthetically doesn't seem worthwhile saving has a very interesting history, has some sort of historic event or important person associated with it. Mm-hmm. And so it becomes important that we save that building for historic reasons. Other times, it's for architectural reasons. So it takes a careful work to decide whether a building is worth saving or not. I'm not for saving every single building. Obviously, that's just not going to happen because that's not how things work. And it never happened in history, so we're not going to be the first to start that trend. Mm-hmm. But I think we have to pay more careful attention to what we tear down.
I have one comment to make about that. Just look at the very first cabin that was erected in Urbana.
Yeah.
And it was owned by Isaac Busey, and he's the man who, without his input, Urbana, the seat of government, would not have been in Urbana. It would where we are today. It would have been on the other side of the big grove. Mm-hmm. And he just had a little tiny cabin. And later, that cabin was moved and clapboarded and squeezed between some other buildings on Main Street. Well, then later on, it was moved to the was it the fairgrounds or Crystal Lake Park?
Crystal Lake.
And it was sort of became a shed, and eventually it caught fire and they burned down, or they just demolished it. It fell apart. Well, if we today had that cabin, the very first settler's dwelling in Urbana, that would be a prized possession. We would probably build a park around it because it means something. This is where the city started. But over the years, people forgot he was no longer there. We're modernizing the downtown. Let's move it away so we can build a bigger building. It gets put in the park. And pretty soon it's just an old shack, and it's destroyed.
Yeah.
And so without being tracking the relevance of these buildings and really thinking about what they mean historically, everything is going to look old eventually, and everything could be torn down eventually. But then what will we have of our history? Nothing.
Let's take some phone calls. We have some lines filled now at 333-9455, at 800-222-9455. And we're talking to Ilona Metkovsky, and she is a student of anthropology, architecture, helped with the 175th celebration for Urbana, and has worked as an archaeologist, but is in a career path of urban architecture and preservation of buildings. She's done hands-on work. Dennis Roberts is concerned about these things, too, and is an alderman with the city of Urbana, representing the East Urbana Ward 5. And we would like you to call in and be a part of the program. And let's see, we have a call from Champaign County on line one. So if you want to put your hand, well, you have mine. You're all step ahead of me. Hi, you're on the air with us. Go ahead.
Hi. I wonder how you handled the mysterious explosion and fire that destroyed the Illinois Theater, which was right around the corner from just behind Strawberry Fields. And the archives that I've searched, and maybe you've done the same work, is that there was a Ku Klux Klan wedding there, where not just the bride wore white, and then there was some rather bad race relations at the time, and there was a mysterious explosion and fire that demolished the place, and the owner, who was big in the KKK here, which Urbana is actually the imprint, the publishing site for a number of KKK pamphlets you can find in the archives, so there's some sad history in Urbana as well. I don't know how you. I know there's some pictures of the place. It was like a dance hall theater before even vaudeville. I think it goes back that far, and it was probably where you could see minstrel shows in blackface. I'm sure as well. I knew about it because there was an apartment complex there that was always being propped up from the inside, and it turns out somebody told me that there had been a big building there, and they just pushed the rubble in, and the foundation was good on the outside and it was bad on the inside, and so the thing had always had historical problems of falling in. It was I don't know if you investigated that much. It is an interesting story, and I'll hang up and listen. Thanks.
All right, thank you much for the call. Yeah. You familiar with that?
I know about the building. I have not personally done any research on that building. All I know about it is that it burned down under mysterious circumstances, and indeed it was actually owned by the Ku Klux Klan at the time. And before that, though, it was a theater. It started out as a theater. It was built as a theater by Joseph Royer, one of the most outstanding architects of Urbana. And it served as a theater for several years before it went into private possession by the Ku Klux Klan. Hmm. But about the actual circumstances of the fire, all I know is that it happened under so-called mysterious circumstances. I guess, well, arson was suspected, actually. And I also know that the outside of the building was preserved. Actually, it remained intact after the fire. It was the inside that burned off, and is this outside area that was later converted to apartment buildings. And I have seen those apartment building when I moved to Urbana. It was still standing.
But it's not here now.
It's not here now. It's torn down, and it was replaced by the modern apartment building directly behind, west of Strawberry Fields.
So an example of that history.
Yes.
You may have driven by if you've lived here for 20 years or so and seen but never knew.
Yes. Yeah.
I'd like to also interject that that is one of the 19 homes that is featured in the brochure that was created by Alona Matkowski and I to describe the Joseph W. Royer Arts and Architecture District, which is in the downtown area of our town. And this is a feature of the downtown historically that almost nobody knows about because it's never been discussed or featured in any newspaper article or interview. But it's an extremely significant part of the downtown. And it was created partly to allow people to understand the huge influence of this very important Urbana-born architect, Joseph William Royer. He lived between 1873 and 1954, so he was active right up through the middle of the 20th century. And he designed so many things that we know of the downtown, and they're all featured in this pamphlet, which is available at your public library and other locations in the city. Including many residences of note in the community. He designed the Illinois Theater that we just talked about, the Flatiron Building, one of the Urbana Post Offices, which is now the Rose Bowl Tavern. He designed the Cohen Building as we know it today, which is on one side of Main Street, and on the other side is the Knowlton and Bennett Drugstore that had been there for years and years and years. The Tiernan Building, he designed the Urbana Lincoln Hotel, the Champaign County Courthouse, whose tower was just rededicated and rebuilt exactly as he had originally planned it, with one minor detail. The sheriff's residence, which was next to the building of the courthouse and was destroyed in 2002, which was a really huge shame and a really bad mistake. He designed a free library, and he designed several churches in the downtown area.
So you can pick this up at the library, which is
yes, you can.
Which is in there.
Learn more about your own town right there.
The Illinois Theater that we've been talking about, 312 West Springfield Avenue, was probably, you know, the Tuscany Apartments is what it was called in latter life. So a lot of people might remember that and have seen that. This is a very interesting pamphlet. Thanks for pointing that out, Dennis. Let's take another call. This is on line four. It's a caller from Kankakee. Hi, you're on the air.
Thank you for taking my call. I arrived a little late, so I may be talking about a different city, but the building that I really, really lament having them having torn down was the Christian Science Reading Room in that Paul Rudolph did. I thought that was an absolute tragedy of historical perspectives, and just made me so upset when they tore it down.
Was that Urbana? Do either of you remember that?
I think it's in Champaign.
Oh, in Champaign. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, and like I said, I thought came in later, and I thought maybe you were talking about both towns.
But yeah. No, we're dwelling on Urbana right now, but of course, you know, right next door, just the other side of Wright Street.
It's the same problem. You have a building that is very very beautiful and had a very prominent use in its time. It changes ownership, falls into disrepair, has secondary and tertiary uses, ends up being a feed store or something, you know, when originally it was a very elegant shop or, you know, and then people say, well, what, you know, geez, that's just an old thing. Let's get rid of it and build something modern. And
couldn't
that's exactly what happened.
Than Paul Rudolph. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So maybe I learned something there.
Yeah. Well, thanks a lot for the call. Thanks for bringing that up.
All right.
Great. Yeah. And Images of Urbana is what we're – Images of America, Urbana, is the book we're talking about. It's out this month and I assume widely available. It's part of the series of books on images put out by Arcadia. And certainly they've done other cities in this area. This one and the contributors to it, the authors are here, Ilona Makovsky and Dennis Roberts. And we welcome your call at 333-9455 or 222-9455. That's the 800 number if you want to join the conversation. Talking about the importance of these structures that are around us, and through this book you can learn without having to go through all the deeds and the picture books and, you know, and other things. It's all here for you, and I think that's what's really cool about a resource like this. Does it feel like you're giving a resource back to the city as much as you are, whatever other reasons you had for putting together a book? Is this a gift of yours and your work to the city, to the residents?
Well, it certainly is. It's not like we're hardly going to make a penny on this book. But when you realize when you start to learn about the history of a community, and I'm new to this community. I've only lived here 13 years. I was not born in this community. And but I found that the buildings and the people are pretty interesting, and you have questions about them. And I think it's really important to know your past, and a lot of times it's the buildings, either that or the prominent citizens that have been in our community. I would like to say that this book could have been twice as large, but we have, you know, Arcadia Publishing has a very strict format, and we had to finish the book according to their specifications. But there is a much larger book. There's actually several other books that we could imagine doing. If we had support from the community, there could be several other publications. And maybe Ilona could comment on importance.
Well, I definitely feel like I'm giving something back to this community. something perhaps that's a little bit neglected. In my research, I learned very much about the history of this city. That's not written up in the standard history books, because most standard history books write about politicians, wealthy businessmen, leaders. But most time, they ignore everyday people or people who were not the political and business elite of cities.
Point.
And I have learned a lot in my research about the other side of history. And I feel that in a book like this, I can bring that to the attention of the people. And I got to like a lot of the people I read about. Jokingly, I said I know more dead people in Urbana than living people. I did so much history.
Yeah,
and I really like these people. And I
yeah.
think their stories are so tremendously interesting that it would be fun to write a book just about those people whose lives were left out from the standard history books. They deserve it. They did interesting things, good things for the city. And it would be very nice to write all that up and let people know about it.
Well, there's your next assignment.
Yes.
We have several projects we would like to pursue. And I would like to say that when we were doing the calendar for the 175th anniversary of the founding of Urbana, and we put that together in about 3.5 weeks because we had we realized the opportunity was upon us almost imminently, and we wanted to do something very unique. And so Alono is the researcher, and I'm the guy who wrangles the photographs. And we spent hours and hours in the Champaign County Archives, which I cannot adequately thank them for the assistance that they have given us and the kindness that they've showed us during our researches. They're an incredible resource here, and many people from other communities talk about how lucky we are to have an excellent archive. What I noticed was that the information about our Black community is almost totally missing in this town. And we were limited. We had to prune away 12 pages of our book to fit the 128 allowed number of pages, according to our publisher. And we had to make some really bad, hard decisions. And we really wanted to include more of the Black history of this community. But there's very little available at this point. And we have just recently started researching some more of that in an archive nearby, but that's perhaps for a future book.
Yeah, well, maybe somebody will hear the program today and get a hold of you. Hopefully we can make that connection. Let's go to line one, a caller from Champaign. Hi, you're on the air.
Okay, you can hear me okay?
Yeah, okay, just fine.
I got in on the end of this. Mm-hmm. I may not. You're doing...
We're talking about Urbana and some of the history and historic buildings and architecture.
How about in Champaign?
Well, we could talk about Champaign. It's right next door. These are the authors of the book about Urbana in particular, but go ahead.
Okay. Well, my question is, see if I can formulate it fairly succinctly. Mm-hmm. My uncle, decades ago, owned a building. It was, I believe, profiled on Prairie Fire.
Okay.
Okay. And at that time, before he owned it, apparently it was owned by a prominent socialite in the town. It was originally built as something of a mansion, vaguely reminiscent, I want to say Gothic, but I could be totally wrong. It's vaguely reminiscent in terms of structure of what I believe may be the rectory for the Catholic Church near Provena. Okay, I don't know if that rings any bells. But unfortunately, he sold it and it burnt down. And the building was located on Hill Street, and it was right across from, what's the YMCA or YWCA, and that spot's now occupied by a modern apartment building. But I have one picture of it, for sure, but I'm curious, how would I find other pictures of it and more of its history, and I'll hang up and listen, okay. And if that's enough information. Okay.
I think so. Good. Yeah, Ilona is nodding here. I mean, this is up her alley, researching and these kinds of things.
Yeah, I think the best place to start with is the Champaign County Historical Archives, which is located in the Urbana Free Library in downtown Urbana. And the archives has a very large collection of historic photographs, which are cataloged by address or by street. Also, it has histories of various institutions, even individual homes. And if you have the address and the name of the person or names of people who lived in the building, in the Champaign County Archives, there are wonderful resources to research any building or any person that you are interested in. There are also family files. You may be lucky and find the name of the family among these files, and you will instantly get a packet of information. Also, there are so-called title abstracts, which contain old deeds and various documents which relate to the transactions about various buildings or individual buildings. And if you have that at home for this particular building, or your family has it, or you come into the archives, we may have it there. Again, you'll have a mini history in one of these title abstracts about the building you are interested in.
Great way to go. That's Ilona Makowski, who is one of the authors of the book Images of America Urbana, which we've been speaking this hour. And Dennis Roberts, alderman from Urbana, co-authored this, and both have worked with preservation efforts and studying the architecture, the buildings that are here, the history of the buildings, the people who have inhabited them. And again, the book is part of the Arcadia series, Images of America, Urbana. It's out this month, and it's widely available. So if you have an interest in what those buildings are, who was here, what did they do, what's the legacy behind the facades, this is fascinating stuff. We have about 3 minutes left, and what I wanted to do is ask each of you, if in this hour or through the reading of this book or people who are listening in general have that burning in the belly, that passion, and they're concerned when a building is torn down or something disappears, or they wonder where that went, or they're concerned about, you know, what's going to happen with that little courtyard of houses. Is that called Buena Vista that's over here not too far from here? Yes. What's going to happen with that? They're falling down. Somebody can save those. You know, I drive by that and I think that. I saw the archway had fallen down. Some people have done some work on them, but I worry about that because I've never seen anything like that around here. So if they have that feeling like me and they want to turn that into action and do something, what can they do? What can you do?
You take that one, Alona. Yeah. Well, there's a couple things you can take.
Yeah.
They can do what I did, basically. I researched a lot of buildings, mm-hmm. and I learned the history of the buildings. So I was able to write historic landmark nominations for certain buildings which were going to be torn down. And it turned out that those buildings were very important, both historically and architecturally. And if they don't have the inclination to do research or they don't know how to start doing research, they can contact people at PACA, at the university. Alice Novak works at the University of Illinois in the Urban and Regional Planning Department. She is the head of the Urbana Historic Preservation mm-hmm. Commission. The commission can be contacted. People who do research can be contacted and will do the research for the houses. There is now, thanks to Dennis, demolition delay ordinance in Urbana. So if somebody has a demolition request, the owner has to wait 40 mm-hmm. days before the building will get a demolition permit. And within the 40 days, research can be done and nomination can be written. Mm-hmm. And hopefully the building can be saved.
Yeah. And Dennis?
If you really have a concern, you can come forward during the public comment session of a city council meeting. Anytime that city council meets. And you can tell the city council that these buildings that you're concerned about need to be saved or need to be looked at more carefully. Now, the city may not be able to do very much about it because it depends on the property owner. But it's always good to voice your passion and your interest in the community because it helps guide us, who will lead the community, to help make better decisions.
All right, and that's Dennis Roberts, and he's an alderman, and in Urbana, and Lona Mikowski. They together put together this Images of America Urbana. Thank you very much for being here. Time's so short, but hopefully, if somebody missed part of the program, we'll have it on the podcast on our website. You can go back and listen to it, and hopefully you'll take advantage of finding a copy of this book and the Joseph Royer Arts and Architecture District pamphlet that Dennis.
You can find those at the Free Library of Urbana.
Thank you very much for being here today. Thanks for the call.
Thank you, Jay.
Thank you.